My country used to be sweet land of liberty that once was true. Until the FCC shows what we hear and see on radio and on TV. FCC, FU. When you deny a choice, you censor every voice. That's what you do. We say, go fly a kite, but that's far too polite for stealing First Amendment rights. FCC, FU. What makes your ass so tight? Does the religious right rule over you? Those few fanatic fools and your outrageous rules kick freedom in the family jewels. FCC, FU. Soon those misguided kooks will all be burning books with help from you. Why be so meddlesome? Must you assume we're dumb? What is it you protect us from? FCC, FU. Are we all so repressed that one small glimpse of breast must be taboo? One Janet Jackson boob botched up what's on the tube. Bend over, we're not using lube. FCC, FU. It's time we take a stand, shout it through all the land. We can't stand you. And while we fight this fight, we can say with delight that ours gone to satellite. FCC, FU. What I hear, what I see, please leave that up to me, not up to you. Simply turn the dial, and I'll be saying all the while, FCC, FU.
Durka, 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 Durka. Waiting for Big City to jump in on that.
I was watching stuff. I was waiting for actually Malice Factor to say something so I could say, like, alright, that's alright. Believe it or not.
Well, I thought that was like some kind of communication between you two. So I was waiting for
Durka Durka.
Right.
Durka Durka.
Team America World Police. You ever seen it?
No, I told you before I don't watch movies, man.
Well, I'm going to make you watch it.
Well, fuck you then.
Dude, you don't watch movies on your PSP?
You haven't watched UMD movies on my PSP like a fag?
Way to fuck yourself. We're going to sell DVDs, Blu-rays, PSP discs.
Excuse me, Universal Media Discs. Get it right. Universal.
Whatever. It's three medias you're trying to pitch for the same fucking product.
Dude, I was down at the store, Tower Records. They had this sweet deal on Titan AE on PSP. You should get that.
Dude, Titan AE was a fucking awful movie.
I know.
Featuring Bill Pullman as one of the main characters.
Bill Pullman's a pretty good actor.
Not really.
He's a good B-rated actor.
He's good as the dude Lone Star in Spaceballs.
He was good president in Independence Day.
Pretty much Spaceballs was the peak of his career.
Yeah, Spaceballs was.
Twister. And American Dad was a... Oh, fuck Twister. American Dad did a great...
He wasn't in Twister, was he?
Was he in Twister?
Yeah, him and that skinny chick.
No, that was that other dude.
No, dude, I hate Twister. I hate
that's
that Van Halen 2 theme song.
There's
from
the look-alike dude.
You guys remember that? Who, Jeff Daniels?
Maybe.
Well, you know, that leads me into the Family Guy.
No, it was
thing.
Bill Pullman, wasn't it?
Let's look it up, man.
Oh, yeah, I think Bill Pullman. No, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Well, check this out. American
Twister
Dad,
trivia.
This, it, you know.
How many cows flew by in that one scene where the cows are flying?
Dude, that was such a fucking overrated motherfucking
weather phenomenon.
It says Bill Paxton.
Paxton.
Oh, see, his name's Bill too, and he's got a big forehead. What do you want?
Well, anyway, American Dad.
Pullman is definitely better than Paxton.
Yeah,
Pullman's better than Paxton.
Right there. Give me the rock on that one. Well, yeah, the thing about Pullman was American Dad. They have him doing like this fucking movie about something, like a promotional video, and at the end he's like. It's like, you know, please send me something. I'm still alive. I'm not a complete failure. And then Stan goes, Jeff Daniels is right. We need to do exactly what he said. And I was like, that's exactly who I would confuse Bill Pullman with. But it took me way too long to deliver that canned joke, so it sucked.
December 12th, 2006, episode 38. Echo Radio, Frank White, Mouse Factor, Big City, EchoRadio.com.
www.myspace.com/FBillRadio.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you know, you started saying all this stuff. I was like, what are you even talking about? Episode 38. I was like, Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, is it a comic or something? Like,
episode 38, man. We're up to 38.
Episode 38.
This is the last pre-recorded one for the year. Coming up next is Big City's compilation episode, which is going to be episode 39. So check that out. Some good stuff you never heard before.
Some bad stuff.
Some bad stuff
hear.
You never heard before.
Right.
Some
be us with the pimples fully exposed.
Stuff recorded before shows and sound checks and everything. Yeah. Should be some clips on there from our buddy Jason Scott, without his
consent.
And
you know, one thing I'm disappointed that we never did, we never called that fucking prostitute from Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that would have gotten done.
Yeah,
I just recently took that card out today from my flash drive. Like, the spot that I kept in the pouch there.
Right.
Today was the first day I got rid of it.
Damn.
I gave up on the dream today.
If you got any music you want to hear on the show, email it to radio@fbillradio.com. We got a few songs we added to the rotation, one being the FCC choir song that you heard at the beginning of the show, courtesy of our main motherfucker in England, Metatron. Get any email, send that to us. And we did get a couple emails this week. One of them was from George W. Bush. It said, I'm just writing to tell you guys what a big fan I am, and keep up the good work. Yours sincerely, George W. Bush. And that came from George W. Bush at whitehouse.gov.
Awesome.
So it's definitely really from him.
We should put that someplace, like textfiles.com or something.
Wait. We should post that in Tom DeLay's blog.
Tom DeLay's blog was funny. We should maybe read a couple posts on that. We got nothing to talk about.
I don't know if we have anything to talk about.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
What do we have to talk about?
We'll get to that.
What do we have to talk about? We have to listen.
We got shut up. We got another email that says, "Hello, F-billers. Glad you liked the email, and now your website looks even better. Don't quit your IT jobs to become truck drivers just yet. I spent the past few days in a shitty snow and ice storm. The only cool thing that happened was a fat chick flashed her cantaloupe-sized melons at me outside of Dallas.
Awesome.
I thanked her with a blast of the air horn, and she went away happy. Then it was all winter gloom and doom for 2 days. I'll send you some more stuff when I have better connection speed. In the meantime, check out truckcrash.com or type semi-crash into YouTube for some cool stuff. Later, Tiznam, the truck driver."
Awesome.
Tiznam.
The rock. Virtual rock through the mic.
Tiznam. Is that like pig Latin?
Perhaps.
Pig Latin.
Don't truck drivers speak pig Latin?
I think they naturally speak pig Latin.
Yeah.
Weren't we listening to something that was like trucker humor when we were driving around one time?
Yeah.
Something about truck drivers being laid up in a storm and fucking a dead waitress. That was the punchline.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight. that's the point of that.
Yeah. I kind of remember what you're talking about, but
yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, we're listening to bad comedy. It was awful. Yeah. Don't ever subject me to that again. Exactly.
Wow, I pressed that button 10 seconds ago. I thought I had it on mute. I checked. I was like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with this thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, STP, huh?
This song, I think, plays every song. Every show.
Dude, seriously, like, the same songs come up, and it's on random, and it's kind of weird, which makes me think that iTunes...
It's not on random.
Yeah, that it's not... Well, it is on random,
like,
but that iTunes randomizes the same way.
That fucking White Stripes song plays, like, every episode.
That's what I'm saying, and I think it's because iTunes randomizes the same...
Well, I think it's time to stop using that piece of shit software.
Now that you mention it, at my house, when I listen to iTunes, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Same exact stuff, dude.
I think you just have to start it from a different point.
No. Right.
Why would that make sense at all?
I mean, granted, we've only got a couple hundred. Let me see here. I got 300 songs in iTunes, I mean, which isn't a lot to randomize from. But it's
a good song.
It's a song?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's
a
good album.
It's a very good album.
I especially enjoy the megaphones with the guitar pickups in the beginning. It's just the
explained that to me like 8 years ago.
Through like probably 100-watt Marshall amp cranked or whatever.
Yeah,
We need to get a megaphone. A couple times I've almost
bought a megaphone.
Like one of the small ones.
We need to get a lot of things.
Dude,
just to like be like, shh.
We definitely have a Christmas list for the show.
The megaphone would be sweet.
Affluent listeners like George W. Bush might, you know, provide to the cause.
And
preamps.
Preamps, motherfucker. So, let's see what else went on in the last couple weeks. I guess today that.
Once again, let me say, CNN.com, racism is again at the forefront of American media.
Wow, what's on there?
Hold on a second. Looking at something else.
Did you see that Microsoft released the Xbox dev software?
XNA. I believe they just did that today.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen is you're going to have a slew of shitty-ass games to download and play, but it's part of the community experience.
It's a cool idea.
Dude, you can get viruses and stuff on your Xbox 360, though, right?
It's a computer.
Yeah, man.
You will, eventually,
Can
I'm
you,
sure.
like, have a reformatting kit or something to, like, clean it off? Like, SpyBot, Spotware, Bot,
no,
Spot,
like
Spy
third
stuff?
Third-party software you can install on that shit?
Well, something
at
like
at
a fire...
Moment, no.
What's to prevent, like, you know...
Well, what's to prevent Microsoft from fucking you anyway, like they did one of the guys we know, his fucking, this girl there, his 360 is fucked, bricked, man. The last update they did, updated to the 360 putting out 1080p capable, putting out 1080p output, and some his shit was fucked, man. Microsoft is not going to replace it.
They're not going to? And why do they say bricked?
That's the terminology bricked? That they know, bricked. It's bricked, man.
Bricked. I thought you said braked. I was going to call you out on the bad grammar.
Or rather, it's not within their liability to replace fucked
awesome.
Xbox 360s through their update service.
So that makes you not want to have an Xbox 360.
Yeah, it makes me glad I have a Wii.
Does it really make you glad you have a Wii?
We got the Wii now. We were playing that shit.
Yeah, we got the Wii. I now own all next-gen systems because I'm a pampered fucking...
Prissy.
Get everything I fucking whine about. Eventually, it comes to me. I whine and whine and whine. I get what I want. It's very effective. It's not unlike Germany in the 1930s.
Oh. You know, you didn't tell me how you actually got that Wii when I asked you.
Man. Well,
same way you got a PS3.
Yeah.
Out the back door, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much. Fucking five-finger discount.
This
child that's going to be very fucking upset Christmas. That's what that fucking boils down to. So I hope you both enjoy playing Wii Sports at the expense of little Joey.
I've got a copy of Twilight Princess, but no Wii.
I did enjoy playing it now that I know that a little boy is suffering.
Yeah. I know that. I saved the punchline for later, man. Mr. Malice Factor. Not benefactor. He was, not a fucking nice person.
That's great.
That's against Gotham, dude.
Yeah, seriously. People are like, dude, what the fuck's your problem? You're such a fucking asshole. You're like robbing kids and stuff. But dude, Malice Factor.
I'm Mr. a fucking benefactor.
Not
fuck you.
Exactly. So anyway, Wii's awesome. And it's also on all the time. Which apparently you can turn that off, that Wii Connect 24 shit. So Nintendo can't send you fucking ads. Shit. I don't know, I didn't play it, but the controller's weird, man. Vibrates in my hand when I'm touching icons
myself.
And stuff. Yeah. The possibilities open up for porn, or they blow my mind.
Dude, yeah, soon there's gonna be a new generation of Wii porn where there's like small women using the nunchuck on themselves. Not really, I'm serious.
Yeah. I believe you.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Oh. So am I.
The Wii women? They're tiny.
Oh man.
That was a terrible joke.
The remote is great though.
Yeah,
controller, whatever
it
is.
It feels comfortable, and it's up to Nintendo's standard. And basically, we're just awaiting Ninja Gaiden.
I just wish
the Nunchuck...
I can't wait for Ninja Gaiden.
I wish the Nunchuck was wireless, dude.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And that might be...
That boxing game is
not sure.
Like, the wire,
Yeah, Mr. White owned Big City and Wii Boxing. Like, fucking...
It was because of the wire, man.
completely fucking took him to town.
Well, I think the wire helps in the boxing because I think you really have to keep it that close. You were just, like, completely, like, throwing out punches through the screen.
Well, yeah, I didn't even know where the fuck I was aiming for that shit.
Yeah, neither did I, man. But I still owned you.
Yeah, hey, and Mr. White also
owned
me. It was
down to the hair at the end.
Tennis
was interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and then I started demoing baseball, but I injured my shoulder.
Rotator cuff. I'm out for the rest of the season.
I tore my rotator cuff. I didn't work out properly. I threw more pitches than I was supposed to in a simulated game, and now I'm really afraid I'm going to lose my contract, because you're not supposed to extend yourself. You have certain obligations when you sign with a major league club.
Why do they call them clubs? It's not really a club at all. You're paid.
In the club, like, in the sense that it's like a bunch of...
Like if there was a club, you pay your dues to them. Instead, they're paying them to be on the team.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't think of it like that.
You want to join my club? I'll give you money.
That's kind of how it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. So you want to join mine?
Yeah. No.
Here's $50. You can join.
I was thinking about trying to get to the club of the Freemasons.
I got a friend that's in. He could vouch for you, probably.
Really?
Yeah, I have a friend who's in Freemasons.
What's he do?
Yeah, in the Freemasons.
Can't talk about it on air, can you?
I don't think he even told me what he does.
Does he have, like, a watch with skull and crossbones on it?
Nah, he's in Boston. And he joined up, and he really likes it a lot. He loves it.
How did he join?
Yeah, did they have to come here and you can't just or something?
I think he knew a dude from his work.
It's not like the YMCA, you know?
I think he knew a dude from his work and got him in somehow. But, like...
But do they come to you in your sleep? Like, they wake you up, you're just standing around your bed stuff? Like, you come with us now kind of deal?
I mean, I just want in. I want to see what goes on. I saw a dude who had... On the bottom side of his ring, had the symbol in his hand, and I caught it. Because I was... This is at work, and he works in a like completely different area than I do, and actually for a different company. And so I was talking to him, and he starts reading off a URL, and he starts saying out the letters, like, you know, go to Alpha Bravo, Bravo Echo Foxtrot. Whatever.
Good thing he got the NATO.
Did you drop like an Alpha Omega on his
forehead? he starts using the NATO alphabet, and then so I start using the NATO alphabet back.
So he looked at you and he's like, wow.
No, this is on the phone. And I had a guy with me who was looking at me weird, you know, like, why the fuck do you know the NATO alphabet? And so kind of waiting for this login to happen, because we all know Active Directory security policies take like 45 minutes to apply. But waiting, for this thing to load. And I said to him, I said, so were you in the service or are you a ham radio guy? Because, you know, he starts dropping the NATO alphabet. And he says, neither. I just decided that it's something I just wanted to learn.
Sure. Right.
So I'm like, you know, it's kind of interesting because that's the same reason I know it. I thought it'd be cool, you know, to be able to bust out, you know.
Yeah, I remember you tried doing that and I kind of shut you down.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
So,
if you ever want to speak it, I'll talk with you in it.
Well, I don't want to, like, spell out words in conversation.
No, but like, if you sent me an email that said something like that in it.
Well, I know you can handle it.
I mean, you know, we could have it. It's like you want to live the dream, I'm saying.
I still use it. And so I ended up having to meet this guy, and we're working on this laptop, and I just catch it on the other side of his ring, because he had this ring on, and unusual guy in a car, and seemed like he had more money than he should for the position he's in, and just a lot of different things. The whole NATO alphabet, upon appearance, didn't look like a guy who would take the time to learn the NATO alphabet, and he's Freemason. And
so that makes you...
He's the first Freemason I've ever seen that I know is a Freemason.
So you're seeing a Freemason in the wild. Yeah.
In a natural habitat.
You know, I'm sure... I mean, Freemasons all depend... I mean, the Boston, you know, chapter or club or lodge, I think it's officially called lodge, is probably much, much bigger than, you know, like where we are and stuff. So, you know, there's different stuff and there's different lodges and I understand all that. But I'm, like, thinking about next time I talk to this guy about bringing it up and trying to get in.
You think he'll try to shank you?
He might.
He'll probably bring you to, like, the, you know, safe meetings. And, you know, they'll try to, like, it's, I don't know, I guess it's more like a religion than it is just a club.
Well, you know, from my understanding, it's you have to have a belief in a single God no matter what that God is.
That's true.
So it's not religion specific, like, say, Catholics or whatever. I mean, you have to have, what I'm saying, like, you know, like Muslims and Catholics will apply because they both have a belief in a single God, be it a different God.
So you're saying Scientologists couldn't be Freemasons?
Well, I mean,
what's
Xenu
that?
Is...
Xenu God, that's the name?
I mean, I don't know if foreign aliens and DC-8s qualify, but...
I think you got to believe in Jesus, too.
Do you have to believe in Jesus?
I'm pretty sure about that.
What if I said to him, I'm not down with JC? Are they going to kick me out?
Well,
you have
kill
to get
you.
In first. No, you just might be like, well, you can't really be a member. It doesn't say, I don't
I
know
mean, what's life after Mr. White on FBIL Radio? Let's say if you did get stabbed by Freemason.
Well, we'd probably close up shop.
Yeah, we're not ambitious enough. That's very true.
Big city would be happy.
Good. I don't have to come down anymore. Save me the trouble. No, but the Mason stuff. You ever notice that all their buildings don't have any windows? We used to try to break into Mason lodges, that's all.
Did you were never successful?
No.
Were there auto guns?
I can't recall seeing one around here.
In there's a park in the next town over, that's the slummy town over.
Yeah.
Going that way. And it's a giant brick building with no windows. They, you know, the windows were once there, they took them out.
Oh, I know the place you're talking about.
Yeah, no, almost all their lodges have no windows.
Mm.
We got into the lobby, but we didn't get any further.
That so a Freemason security guard stopped you?
Or like a small child, like eating a lollipop while their dad was out praying to Xenu or something, stopped us, and we ran for it. Because we were after the age of criminal.
So you're really going to ask this dude, like, hey... You're
yeah, it'll probably be months before I talk to him again, but I'm hoping
that...
You
should just get his name and extension. Call him.
No, I've got it.
It's like something you might, like, pull him aside and be like, hey, I know. Now let me in. Kind of deal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've read up on him. I don't really care what they're into. I just want to be in. So I come back here and talk about it.
I think that's the part that would kill you.
Yeah, I think I've heard stories that they become violent when you start talking about
it. Yeah, when you
stuff.
Tell them their trade secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Like, I don't want to die because I heard about you telling me about them.
Yeah, like, I don't want to... Yeah, exactly.
Like, that would not be cool. If I just died because of
what
a
if
car
I could
accident?
Actually get in there as Frank White?
I don't think they would allow you in as Frank White.
Yeah, nah.
I think they would do a background check.
Yeah. I think they'd let you into a point, like you're at level 1, before you could go up to the higher
Right,
echelons.
You would definitely need to do...
See, I'm just
wondering... You'd have to get more XP to go up to level 2, undoubtedly.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if it's the type of thing where, like, if I'm in, you know, and I get, like, say, fired from my job...
Oh, the networking aspect?
Do I just make a phone call and I get the job again?
I think so.
Yeah, for that or aspect alone. Is there like a equivalent to Monster.com for Freemasons? Hey, you think?
It's probably all verbal.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or they might like say, listen, what do you know? Alright, we're going to put you in our special office in Timbuktu. You're going to be the new...
The Freemasons have offices like around the world.
I don't know. Probably.
Like the American Illuminati.
Maybe they're a branch of the Illuminati.
Yeah, you know, I watched a bunch of shows about this, and I used to be big into the secret society shit. I know you're all surprised by that.
Like, I'm shocked.
You know, a bunch of years ago. And I have to confess that it's, uncharacteristically to me, it's a part of knowledge that kind of went out of my head. So, saying stuff is jogging my memory, but I'm mixing it up with, like, skull and crossbone shit. And
all that
bullshit. You know, I'm just like, the fuck, you know.
You know,
and then there's, like, people who don't admit the Freemasons exist. And then there's, you know,
no, the Freemasons are, they're no longer a secret society.
Right. And
they're a society of secrets or something.
Civil engineers.
Yeah, something like that.
Like, and we exist, but we ain't gonna tell you what the fuck we do.
Right. And, you know, it's kind of like you go to a, what I mean when you're talking to people in general, you know, it's kind of like telling a creationist about dinosaurs. You know what I mean? It's like, no, dinosaurs don't exist. They never did. It's like, yeah, but yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they're like, but no, they didn't. You know, so if you talk about, like, Freemasonry and stuff like that, like, no, that's not real. But, like, yeah, but it is, you know. Don't know much about it, but it's definitely out there. Kind of like corruption in government.
Dude, you can learn everything you want to know about the Masons from that Simpsons episode where Homer was one.
That was a great episode, too.
I'm looking up the song now, but it's pretty much, you know, who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do.
Awesome.
So just think what you could do if you did join.
Yeah, dude,
I know,
you could probably get me a better job.
You know, I'm like, if I can get in, I mean, and... From what I remember reading, and
you
it's
probably
been a
wouldn't
while
be able
since
to
I
hang
brushed
with
up
us
on
anymore. It. Like, you're just gonna disappear for 6 months straight, and you can come back like just wearing a press suit.
Well, more or less, I'd have to be like, I can't actually, like, participate in anything you guys do. I just here to reap the benefits of being in the organization.
Dude, that's my ideal job.
I know.
Who keeps Atlantis off the maps? Who keeps the Martians under wraps? We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who made Steve Bloomberg a star? We do. We do. Oh, who robs cavefish of their sight? Who rigs every Oscar night? We do. We do. I didn't know you could rob a cavefish of their sight. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a damn good episode.
Awesome.
Dude, Wikipedia's the greatest. I can find the... It's got the entire transcript of that episode on here.
Dude, Wikipedia is a piece of fucking shit.
It's a good piece of fucking shit.
I mean, it's
I just
good.
Wanted to throw that out there. You know,
it's good and it's bad.
You know, the thing, like, I was looking up some shit on white noise a couple weeks ago because I was curious, you know, and this article was pretty good. I know absolutely nothing about white noise, but after reading the article, and it was tech heavy, you know, I mean, it's like, when you're talking about the specifics of white noise, you can't really politicize that, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really, unlike other things where if you look up, like, you know, try looking up fucking the PlayStation 3 on Wikipedia.
Oh,
you're not
forget
great.
About it.
You know
that's
saying?
Not something you look up on.
Well, dude, I'm just saying. And it's like that with other shit. Try looking up anything politically, fucking anything where there's conflict, in other words. Do not look up.
Well, dude, you know that Airsoft article thing you sent me? You look up that and it's like, citation is required for, you know, works cited is needed for this article. It's like, dude, we're talking about a game that you play and these are like the house rules. You know, it's like... And it's like, where's the work cited for this? That's stupid. It's another stupid thing. And yeah, political shit. You can't look up Jesus on Wikipedia.
Yeah, fuck that.
If you need to know about Jesus, don't look it on Wikipedia. Just email me and I'll send you some good links.
I mean, if you want to learn something about Jesus through a mass edited fucking document, just read the fucking Bible.
Yeah.
With many revisions, and come on, that's the way you're supposed to learn about Jesus.
Right.
The Bible's basically like an encyclopedia, like that.
The Bible's like the International Building Code. It's up for interpretation.
Awesome.
We actually...
No, I'm serious.
It's interesting you're looking up white noise, because we're going to end up having to use that for...
We have to use white noise?
Some stuff.
For what?
In some context stuff. Of the thing that
oh,
we use
okay,
other stuff
right,
like that for.
Right, in the Tango Project Niner Foxtrot Delta.
That was the worst cover-up, dude, I ever heard.
Epsilon.
I used the noise generator the other day in the Best Of show. It wasn't white, I think it was blue noise, though.
Really?
Yeah, for real. Because I had to block out some stuff that we said some stuff about ourselves.
That we shouldn't have said. Yeah.
And so I had to block it.
So, we mentioned Jason Scott earlier. This is like, this episode's like six degrees of Jason Scott. A couple weeks ago, I met a guy named Tycom, who you may know from the Binred forums. Met up with him, had a nice, like, 3-hour talk, basically on the history of hacking. I mean, this guy, actually, you know, grew up, went to high school and shit with Jason Scott, apparently. Phone freak, the whole nine yards. He's been published in 2600 since, like, 1987, I think. Just a lot of, like, inside info on people and events and stuff that happened, and, really interested in radios and stuff, and he kind of tapped us first in an attempt to start like 2600 meetings back up and for some kind of meeting and whatever, and then ended up tapping us to talk about the radio show here and his zine, which is Pine Tree Journal. Probably throw a link to that up on the website. This
Pine
dude
Tree Journal.
Yeah, this dude is cool. Just taught me a lot of information.
Yeah, he has now adopted Mr. White as his son.
Yeah, right. So him and I, you know, we met. I think we kind of got along right, and he wants us to help him do a radio show that'll be posted up on shortwave and no doubt online, but aired on shortwave radio out of a station in Maine, and apparently accepts people sending them shows and broadcasts them for a small fee, and reaches four corners, if you will, the lower 48, and Yeah, so we're looking forward to maybe kind of starting up that project. Yeah. This guy has got some crazy, crazy shit. Crazy knowledge. And, you know, going to be putting that into some show. So
he definitely could edit some Wikipedia articles. Yeah. And white noise if he wanted to. If you... That's what you're trying to say.
All right, I got the song.
Awesome. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Let me finish this rant while I'm thinking about it. If you want to check out like some of the stuff this guy's written on ham radios and shit, check out definitely the ham radio section of the Binred forums. And his name's Tycom. So cool dude. Shouts to him for meeting up. Hopefully this, you know, project can go forward. Another people that are supposedly affiliated with Jason Scott, some people that run the show Living in Sin that airs on DDP Hack Radio, apparently have contacted us through the MySpace page. Is that correct, Big City?
Yeah, Dexter.
Dexter. Dexter. Dexter Douglas.
Dexter Douglas.
So,
Dex. Sexy Dexy.
Sexy Dexy. Why don't you drop us an email, radio@fbillradio.com. We can talk about getting together and working on some stuff.
Possible collaboration.
That's a better place to get to us than the MySpace page.
I forget that we have one.
It's more or less there for Big City's vanity, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much it's just for me to leave comments on random people's stuff.
Which you do have a lot of fun doing.
Oh, totally.
And leave a lot of funny comments.
Dude, there's one person that leaves his comments that's Icelandic, and I leave her Icelandic comments.
I know, it's great.
I have to go through a translator, but I like... I leave some ridiculous things on that lady's site. I don't even think she listens to the show. I don't even know if she knows what I'm saying.
Probably not, but it's fucking hysterical.
It's great.
You know, there's no translation for six verbs in a row.
So, you never know. Icelandic may accept six verbs in a row.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like verb multipliers or modifiers or something.
Verb multipliers. Great.
Yeah, we've never listened to Living in Sin, so I just downloaded like the last four apps that are on the website. I'm going to give it a listen. Get in contact with us. You know, thanks for reaching out. That's pretty much what I wanted to say to a good old Sexy Dexy.
Sexy Dexy.
Right.
And it's chewy.
Apparently, Jason Scott's listed on the website. So there's our 6 degrees of Jason Scott section.
Malaspect, you had a story about him, too.
About what?
Sexy Dexy.
Didn't you play him in Wii Baseball recently?
No.
No, that wasn't...
Did we talk about me tearing my rotator cuff already?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that was all I had to say about Wii Sports.
Okay.
I could talk about my PS3.
You could.
How's that thing doing?
Well, I played another game on it, and that game required a 15-minute update off the disc.
What game?
Untold Legend, Dark Kingdom. Played it for like 30 minutes. It was awful. Well, it wasn't awful. It was like Gauntlet and High Def.
So pretty much without two people, it gets really boring really fast.
Yeah.
And even with two people, it just takes twice as long to get really boring
right.
really fast.
Like, I have absolutely no respect for Untold Legends fucking
Dark,
series.
Dark something?
Yeah, Dark Kingdom or Dark Throne, Dark whatever, Dark Elf.
Dark Elf.
And, well, Untold Legends was a fucking game that got hacked together to fucking push the PSP originally, and everyone was fucking flipping their tits over it. I mean, fanboys, really. I'm like, why? This game really kind of sucks. And it's the same thing with PS3.
Oh!
Exactly. That's all I have to say about that.
How's, I should talk into the mic. How's the Metal Gear game?
There's finally a reason to own a PSP. Finally.
First and last.
Yeah, until Metal Gear Solid Portable Ops 2 comes out. But they'll probably port it to the PS2 anyway, so you can just wait till it gets ported to that. Yeah, it's not a lame card game like the Acid series. It's actually an honest-to-God Metal Gear game, and it's done very well. It's done tastefully. It's kind of weird at first because you're building like a squad of soldiers that you're capturing and shit. And if you're into the backstory of Metal Gear like I am, this game takes place 6 years after Snake Eater, so it's 1970, and they're talking about it's in South America this time around. And I haven't played it too much, but it's pretty good, you know. And it's actually used the analog pad to move around and use the D-pad to control the camera. Pretty online aspect that was introduced to the series in Subsistence. It's pretty good, although the only complaint I have so far is that there's a surprising lack of blood when you shoot people.
Maybe you gotta like press A. In the beginning of the game.
You gotta do the dullard code.
Yeah.
Down, up, left, up, A right now. Awesome.
It's fucking how you remember stupid shit like that.
I can't remember any of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
I can't remember, like, my
called,
mom's birthday.
It's called pot, like you guys.
But I can remember, like, the girlfriends like from
20
you know,
years of my life.
Video games.
Did you say you can't remember your girlfriend's birthday?
No, my mom's.
Oh. Dude, that's.
I don't even know when my parents were born or how old they are. But all I do know. Is like I know pretty much all
yeah,
the codes.
One question: is that
like,
African American thing?
What? It is. Okay. It's a Hindu thing.
You guys don't remember birthdays, your parents or your ancestors or anything.
Yeah.
The oldest person just died, and they're African American. Like 116, this lady was.
Really?
She was fucking old, dude. She was born like 1890. That's fucking old, man.
Dude, imagine being that old. Like you see cars like come about.
It's sick.
You see like.
I forgot the song existed.
I know.
You gonna shed a tear?
No.
Like you just, I don't know, being that old man.
Oh yeah,
fucking
here's,
crazy.
It's in my notes as old person.
Oh.
Does it have a picture?
Awesome.
Yeah, dude, she's really old.
She's like basically a living mummy.
One of those.
Right there. Elizabeth Lizzie Bolden. 116.
So what was her secret to,
She's pictured with her grandson, who's 74.
Holy crap, dude. Does he look young next to her?
I don't know. He's got a funny hat and flannel and some overalls on. She died in a nursing home not far from land that she used to farm. Her parents were slaves.
Man.
I mean, is she like the last person that had, like, parents as slaves?
She must have been, yeah.
Probably.
Dude, like, the Asians claim, like, the oldest person on the planet right now, I think.
This lady was the oldest person on the planet.
And she was?
Yeah, and she died, like, yesterday.
So and, who's up now? Who's got the title?
Guinness Book of World Records, as she's officially the oldest person who's ever lived.
Holy smack.
Period.
Balls.
Not even the oldest person ever lived. There's a Puerto Rican guy who's 115 years old.
There have been a lot of nice titties.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's something else. Pay no attention to
I mean,
that.
These people are so old, they don't even know when they were born.
I don't want to get that old, dude.
Yeah, I have to admit, I think 35 is a good age to die at.
Once erectile dysfunction
nice
kicks in,
you.
I want out.
Erectile dysfunction. Dude, why? You got to see Alice and shit.
Dude, you're not going to be using those parts by the time you reach 100. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but...
What do you think you're going to be doing?
Whacking off. I got still a habit to maintain.
Dude, you're going to have to...
Habit to maintain.
Dude, that's the only habit that is like a constant habit throughout any of our lives. You cannot tell me that you stopped doing any of that shit. No, that's the habit. You drop all this other shit. I can't fucking read. I can't go to school. I can't do this. I can't do that. You
dude,
still whack it.
I retired from masturbation for a long period of time. I have to admit that.
Your mic's getting muted.
All right. Bye, everybody. Later.
No. All right, so maybe you did retire, but I'm just saying. Dude, it's like pretty much the only habit.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. And, you know, masturbate, is it really like riding a bike? Because eventually when I pick it up again, you know. Like, what's the... Well, you guys never stopped.
Why have you been so miserable?
So you can't help me. You guys wouldn't know about it. You never stopped.
No, we can never talk to you about it either.
This is what happens when you get old. 2 days ago, police and firefighters yesterday rescued a Long Island man who had been trapped in his bedroom for 4 days after piling up a 7-foot-high mountain made up of bags of his own feces, jars of urine, and other debris.
Hey, Howard Hughes.
Yeah, right?
A mountain of his own filth.
Dude,
how
you ever
fucking disgusting is that?
What's that space movie? Something of the second kind or third kind. Close Encounters. When he makes a pile of dirt in the living room. He's making like a pile of feces in his living room to shape like Devil's Head Mount, but Devil's Tower. You guys never saw that movie?
No. I heard of it.
You should watch it. It's stupid.
Is it more stupid than Talladega Nights?
No, but it's probably better than that robot movie where there's little robots that are trying to get back to space.
What, Short Circuit?
Short Circuit.
Oh, God.
It's better than
not
that.
Short Circuit, man. Battery's not included.
Battery's not included. That was it.
Either one, I hated those movies. I hated Short Circuit.
Dude, fuck. And you know what? I was thinking about that the other day because I was thinking about that Indian guy.
You know what else I hated? Howard the Duck.
Yep.
Howard,
give me
Duck.
The rock.
You want to bring it back to our childhood? That motherfucker was scary.
That
fucker was scary.
That was that old.
Yo, wasn't
Duck
there supposed
Short Circuit
to be like,
and fuck Howard the Duck?
Wasn't there supposed to be like 8 Howard the Duck sequels after that?
Dude, that was the time like Leisure Suit Larry 1 was out.
Dude,
which I played.
I know. I remember. That's what. I remember.
Short Circuit was one of the fucking dumbest fucking movies ever fucking made.
I played that over at Race 1's house.
What, Short Circuit?
Or did you shoot Larry?
Dude, what was up with the sequel of Short Circuit 2? Like, they took his gun off and they gave him they made him emu. They made an emu robot. Now, Short Circuit was basically an emu robot, right? Emu
I mech? Fucking, dude, I don't remember. I hated those movies. I so did.
I've
been trying
to
swear less this episode. Has it been working?
No.
I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah, actually, I haven't either. So you should start swearing more.
Just... I think I swear too much on this show.
Lunch fries, motherfucker!
Here, are you going to go to another news story? Because I got one to talk about.
Actually, I was going to tie it back in a snake eater.
Well, go ahead, because I'm going to talk about this after you're done.
You can do it now, because this is going to be a little wild.
Oh, okay. Situation. Well, I wanted to mention this before, but there was a... Well, here. Basically... There were these two guys that stole a PS3. They're college students, you know, because there was it's fashionable to steal PS3s. Well, cops show up to this people's house, and one of the fucking cops, the kid they were battering the door in with a battering ram, and one of the kids went, and they were playing the PS3 in the fucking living room, and he went to the door with the controller in his hand, so the cops shot him, because he thought he had a gun in his hand, shot him, fucking killed him. And...
Dude, you know, people are getting killed over this console that nobody wants. They can't sell on eBay.
Dude, it's not unlike Israel in that sense. You know?
Yeah, but no, I don't get that analogy at all.
It's just malice factor being malice factor.
What?
People are getting shot in Israel about PS3s?
About dude, what's that shit going on in Tehran right now about the Holocaust trial?
Oh,
dude.
Awesome.
Debating whether the Holocaust ever existed?
Yeah, they call a conference to see if the Holocaust ever happened, because to certain extremist factions, there's a current, and you can find it.
I mean, I guess there's like Orthodox Jews, really Orthodox Jews, super ultra Orthodox Jews, and the Jewiest of Orthodoxy Orthodox Jews. And at some level, like the highest level, believe that like it was a hand of God that caused the Holocaust.
Well, you know,
and this
Judaism
one's
a,
this
is
one
a hardcore language. I mean, if you're like 13 and you can have a piece of your penis cut off ritualistically, that's pretty hardcore, man.
Dude,
no, yeah, it is.
The other thing that's crazy too is the Hebrew language is like the language of God.
Yeah, man.
So like it's they talk in the language.
No, it's not.
Like posting.
No, but you don't
understand,
yeah, man.
No, Hebrew. Hebrew's the official language of Jesus, of God.
Like, that's only because the Hebrews say it is.
Right, but
listen,
no other...
I'd say he speaks Spanish like a Mexican.
Right, and you'd be wrong, but, you know, and the thing is...
So they got a lot of passion, man.
You would be
I'm
definitely...
saying.
I would shoot you if you had a PS3 controller in your hand if you said something like that. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
especially if I was Mexican or Spanish speaking.
Right. So anyway, well, the thing about the PlayStation murder case, it was dismissed. They charged that fucking dude with murder because I guess the jury had made a mistake on the paperwork, which I'm trying to find now. Oh, the grand jury foreman told the court Tuesday that he checked the wrong box on the indictment form by mistake. Which, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, man.
Right. So, it shows a check next to true bill indictment.
That's a remarkably good analysis of a very complex issue.
Right, so basically the cop that shot the kid, and they also, I forgot this tidbit, they shot and killed the dog as well.
Awesome. I mean, I like dogs a lot, but that's just, I don't know, I feel kind of sadistic tonight.
Right. 6 degrees of Jason Scott.
Yeah. And slam pig.
Oh, man.
Slam.
I just wanted to talk about the killing there, or another killing over PS3.
Dude, how is Hebrew the language of God?
If you go back to the Quran, dude.
No, dude, it has nothing to do with the fucking Quran.
No, dude, but it's seriously, it's the language. It's the official language.
It's the official language.
There's no
God.
Other language in the world that's like God's right. language.
I got
trademark.
This.
So I mean,
Google,
like they're crazy.
Language of God.
That's not gonna get you anywhere,
Hold
man.
Hold on. Official language of God.
And once again, that's not gonna get you anywhere.
First hit. English, official language of Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Dude, you know the Jews are waiting for the second Messiah to come? Or the
Something
Messiah
like
to come?
That. We're hacking Judaism to death here.
Right, but
dude, the fourth hit down is Pearl.com.
Listen to this, though.
How funny is that? The official language of God returns Pearl as the fourth hit down.
In 84, when we were just wee lads, they thought that... or 85, they thought that their dude came.
Oh.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, there were people rallying around this dude that came. They were saying this guy was the Messiah, then he died. So we shot him.
Didn't Jehovah's Witnesses say that Satan came down to Earth in 1984 or something?
You know, let me tell you about motherfucking Jehovah's Witnesses, man.
No, don't. You tell us all the time about them. You have to stop.
No, listen. There's a whole community of Jehovah's Witnesses that happen to work at the place where I work at.
Uh-huh.
And you're holding the conversation with them, like, just talking, and then if one of their fucking Jehovah's Witness friends comes up, they fucking stop talking to you completely and turn around and greet this person like they're a fucking long lost family member. And they fucking, they'll walk away from your conversation. Just fucking have a complete conversation with another one of the saved.
So you'd like want a hug or something by them?
No, dude. It's kind of like, dude, I'm fucking talking to you. How dare you fucking just completely fucking ignore
Bounce
me
it.
Because one of your fucking cult members walked in the door. Fuck that.
Are you suggesting something right now?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that they're fucking assholes. That's
if I became
suggesting.
A Freemason, I'd probably have to do that to you.
Yeah, but that's different because at least that's cool.
Yeah.
At least that's not like, oh, you know, your daughter's not a Freemason, so my son can't date her.
Yeah.
You know? There's no fucking symbolism on the dollar for fucking Jehovah's Witnesses.
There might be. They could adopt any. George Washington was one. And that's the most popular dollar.
You know, there's no...
He was a Jehovah's Witness?
No, he's a Freemason,
man. Though,
you
know? They could say shit like that.
They could say, like, Jehovah's Witnesses is the official language of God.
That's why I think Mexican Spanish is.
They could be like, you know that little owl on the back of the dollar bill that's really small?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Jehovah's Witness owl of truth. They could claim it, and then like all of a sudden we're all like screwed. So I'm going to claim something. I got to get a dollar, but I'm going to claim some damn thing.
Yeah, damn, my wallet's gone.
Here, you want? Here, look at the dollar.
Oh, awesome.
That right there. It's the smell of freedom.
That's the smell of capitalism.
That is the smell of capitalism.
Where is the Freemason symbol?
That large diamond pyramid thing on the back,
man.
With the eye above it.
Freemason.
You know, the Alpha and the Omega there.
You obviously never read fucking...
if you draw a star on the back of that circle, it'll spell
that
Mason.
Book that I fucking didn't like. The fucking asshole Tom Hanks was in that movie, came out this year. The fuck was it called? Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yeah. Dan Browning's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
The Knights Templar. No, I didn't read that book. I read the...
Read the Cliff Notes?
Read the Cliff Notes on the History Channel.
Dude, they say if you draw a star right on the back of that, on that pyramid,
yeah, whatever they say, perfect actually
star,
works, yeah.
It spells us, spells Mason out with each point.
Yeah, let's do it right now on air.
No, I'm just saying we could like.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ruin a dollar like that here. I'm fucking poor.
If I rearrange the letters in the United States of America, I could spell my name. That means I own this country. You guys didn't know that, did you?
You just spell his dragon name. And you pronounce it perfectly, exactly.
Yes.
He's the next president of the United States.
I will suddenly become your powers combined, Captain Planet.
Biggest cities
of death. Now, my friend was a really... He wanted to get into the Masons, but there's something about them. I think you have to put Masonry over Christianity, and he'd want to do that.
I'm cool with that.
Well, yeah,
it's cool with anything.
Over safe. Christianity.
Yeah, that's not a challenge. I would demand that you have a harder application. Make you give up something that really means something to you. You have to give up vagina for a year. I would be more impressed with you if you got into an organization like that.
Nah, dude, give up masturbation. That's the only thing that you've stuck with your whole life.
No, that doesn't get you into any secret organizations. That's the point why I'm over here talking to you guys.
Dude, aside from reading, that's like pretty much the only thing you've consistently done in your whole life.
I've never consistently read. That's why I can't speak on this show half the time.
Well, alright then. That's why you've got terrible hand-eye coordination.
That's why you're blind. Basically.
Blind in my left eye.
Yeah.
Studying for my ham radio license.
How's that going?
It's going.
So will you get the license or the Cisco certification first? Oh, jab!
Oh, that was harsh, man.
Sorry, dude. I had to take it there. I'm in that mood tonight.
Yeah, I know. So, Solid Snake.
Yeah, I skipped this, man. We already listened to it once.
Yeah,
that else we gotta stop the show and take our hats off.
Yeah, why is it randomizing?
We're like, put our hands
apparently
on
the chest.
Apparently,
the randomizing.
It's already got a play count.
You know what?
Of one.
Let's all start a lawsuit against Apple for causing us mental anguish for improperly coding their fucking randomizer and iTunes.
Somebody should look up over there. The code for that randomizer on iTunes. I was having a lot of trouble putting that sentence together.
We noticed.
Dude, I had pepperoni tonight. You know what that means.
What does that mean?
Gas.
So, Solid Snake.
Solid Snake. Snake Eater.
Yeah, what's up?
So, I discovered this thing called Airsoft Gun. Recently.
Right.
I really didn't know this existed. Apparently both of you guys did. Big City's even shot himself with his own penis.
Yes, I have.
He's like the Tupac
sadistic
of airsoft.
Yeah.
I got sacrificed.
Got capped by his own brother. You really have new projectile weapons shot at you in test.
You've never shot yourself with a BB gun to see how much it hurts?
No. I can't say that I've ever done that.
Well, what's wrong with you guys?
Oh, I am suspect. I have stopped masturbating for a prolonged period.
Yeah. You've given up your only hobby?
Have you really?
Yeah.
For how long is this long period?
Going on 2.5 years now.
You're still doing it?
Not masturbating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
You know, I can't even be on a show with you anymore.
Dude, you've got the longest porn collection.
I know!
It's freakish, isn't it?
South America.
I figured you were like a fiending bastard.
How?
With how much porn you had.
How do you have one without the other? You can't have porn without masturbation.
Dude, it's not... It's fucking art, okay? It's an art form. I collect it.
You are freakish.
Fucking get off me, man. Back off.
That makes me understand it. Not understand it. I mean, before I understood it.
Dude,
it's porn. You run more porn. You get more porn. Whatever. That's cool. Large collections, large collections. Been going at it for a while. But one without the other?
Right, this is like bread without butter. That's what you're trying to get at.
That's a good analogy. Very
it's
complex situation.
It's like life without it. Water, more like it.
No, it's not that drastic, man. Come on, it's not...
It's like without life without vitamin E.
Very, yeah. That definitely. That, yes. That's what it is.
It's like
it's
like life with impotence.
No, man, I'm shocked. I really am.
Well, dude, get over it. It's not that big of a deal. It doesn't affect you guys.
Well, it doesn't, but...
No, I think it has.
It has? How's it affected you guys?
Well, I think over the last 2.5 years, your mood would have generally been anywhere from 7 to 15% happier on the average.
Well, let me ask you guys this. As regular masturbators, do you see that your quality of life is better? You fucking tug it.
I don't have any substantial proof of that.
Yeah, see, so why are you gonna make bold claims
stopped.
Like that?
That's because we never stopped, though.
So here's what we'll do. Okay. We'll make this a fucking empirical. When we come back from the break, you know, try attempt it. You know, both you guys.
I will be unhappy.
Let's see, man.
Because if I go
maybe
a couple
your quality
days,
life will go up. Maybe you'd be like, wow.
No, it's not. Like if I hit. If I hit 2 days or so, I literally can't fall asleep at night. I get backed up. I mean, it really affects me.
There's no way I'm even like try this experiment. I think it's just retarded. Because
I mean, since I quit smoking, I've been on average.
I have also quit smoking.
Yeah, in the past year, I've been 15 to 25% more stressed out.
Right.
In life since I quit smoking.
You need a hobby. What I'm trying to say. You do something.
Dude, I will say this,
which
though.
Which is, you know, part of the what I was trying to bring up here until right. Somehow we got back to masturbation.
If you cut that out of your life, the right. Masturbation thing,
right.
You will then have more brain power to focus on other things.
Yeah, it hasn't... You know, I'm on brain power overload. That's the problem. I adopt projects like 5 a day. That's the rate.
You start to get like a superiority complex.
Like if I ran a wiki... My wiki would be fucking out. It would just be ridiculous with all fucking projects on there.
All, just if you decide to give it up, the streak, just, you know, I mean, not to bring back a Holocaust reference, but like feeding food to people at Auschwitz, you gotta go back into it real slow.
Man, I don't see how it's that drastic, man. Just because I'm not, you know, fucking myself, literally. I mean.
I don't think I've ever fucked myself.
Well, geez, literally speaking, I mean, you're not doing nothing, you know?
Fucking kangaroos.
Yeah, so, you know,
fuck your cops,
there's no
nigga.
Way 2.5. No way. I think you're completely lying.
Years.
So, hang on, maybe we could get some used listener feedback on this.
Yeah, what is I life mean, better or worse without masturbation?
Maybe somebody's like else has done this or tried it on themselves. Because, I mean, we don't want you to break the streak for for us to know whether or not you'd be 7 to 15% happier. So maybe somebody else has tried it and decided to get back on the horse or...
I mean, I'm usually up for a bet or a challenge, especially if it's a bet. There's one thing I will never bet on is how long I can go without masturbating.
Oh, sorry.
Never get into a land war in Asia.
Never bet on how long you go without masturbating.
Never bet on how long you can't masturbate.
I mean...
What?
Inconceivable.
That was a great episode on Seinfeld. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
That the fucking black haters on Seinfeld. fuck that show.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Awesome.
I love that clip.
Anyway, airsoft weapons. I want the M16.
So you've looked into airsoft weapons
many years ago, around the time I stopped masturbating.
I can see that.
That makes sense. It's all coming together,
right?
Yeah.
I'll bring in the one that I have access to. Maybe if I remember after I get back.
Is it a replica or is it just like a cheapy gun?
Nah, it looks pretty awesome. I don't remember much about it. It was a while ago. I kind of blocked it out.
You looked at this place? This is where you looked at?
Yeah, I've been there. Now, I mean, we're looking at here are like $1,500 and shit. I was thinking right more there. Along the lines of maybe $100 to $200. And I know, Big City, I've discussed doing this with you before, paintball guns.
Yeah, we always talk
paintball's
about
paintball's messy.
But what I'm saying is, airsoft, fuck everyone else. We get like old school replica, like, single bolt action sniper rifle. A couple of us camos, and we go in the woods and fucking stalk each other. Metal Gear, big boss fight style. For real.
Dude, you'll shoot your eye out.
No, you gotta wear goggles and shit. You wear a paintball mask.
It's also another good song.
This is pretty much the Christmas episode. It doesn't even feel like Christmas. Sorry.
Awesome.
Shoot your eye out thing. Just got me thinking about that.
Well, I'd be down for
Red
that.
Red Rider.
Because I would feel badass with a, you know, bolt action with a fucking training knife.
Can we have bayonets on the front and stab each other?
With a training knife? Training bayonets?
No, not real ones. We'll have real unsharpened blades.
Awesome.
But I figured, I mean, I don't know, a couple hundred bucks, we get fucking crazy. Going to the woods, man.
We could have like a, this could be like a real clan, kind of, except we don't play a fucking dumb video game like Battlefield 2142. Yeah.
And there's an actual airsoft presence in the state.
Yeah, I believe it.
If you go to
God damn it!
No, but
stuff forms people. Yeah, so I mean, there is an airsoft presence in the state, surprisingly.
Dude, how many times though have you talked about this?
You could tell these guys aren't like real. It's like, yeah, you know, fucking fat this dude is.
Yeah.
That's a serious gun.
Yeah, they got some serious guns. The military sim thing is, I mean, it's cool, but I mean, you and I have talked about it. I mean, we've talked about paintball, but
paintball's messy.
Playing with some of our friends. I mean, I'm seriously talking about, like, we walk in opposite
directions
for 20.
So, you're saying Gears and War, like, really inspired you a little bit. Get crazy.
Well, it was, like, kind of my thought with the paintball thing and it with a not-paintball weapon. Like, with a traditional-looking gun that you could paint up in camo, put on a ghillie suit, and, like, go sick, dude, crawling for about 4 hours, peeing my own pants because I can't blow my cover and shit. It's go crazy.
Yeah, we could definitely make this like
an outing.
Totally awesome. Like we could tell people like we're going out for a weekend. This is what we're gonna do, you know.
Just on a Saturday afternoon, just go get lost in the woods. Start point, walking opposite directions, and that's it.
Awesome.
You know, a little bit of gear. Go for it. See who tags who first. I mean, I really think it's a pretty sweet thing.
I mean, if these fucking people can do this, we can do that.
I mean, these guys, the people on that site and stuff, what the fuck is this, dude? Nero HK?
NeroHQ.com.
Can you describe it? Because I can't see it. Fucking thing.
It's a live action fantasy medieval gaming organization.
Live action fantasy. Oh, so live action D&D.
This is pretty much everything you ever dreamed about.
Nah, yeah. I've seen those fuckers. They're weirdos.
Yeah, they gotta be.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like the like Renaissance fair people, man. They're just way too much.
Yeah, Renaissance fair people are fucking.
I saw that episode of.
They're above and beyond on how to handle.
What is that on Comedy Central? Reno 911. That show was fucking great.
Yeah.
I gotta get some
cycles. That
movie's gonna
be awesome.
Oh, they're making a movie?
Oh, yeah, dude, there's previews in theaters for it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dude, it looks fucking retardedly funny.
It's gonna be, that show is great.
Yeah.
But you know the dude, the gaming dude, they always have on there?
No.
There's an episode where this guy's at a Renaissance fair. And he calls him up. He does all this shit. Like, he calls him up when someone's not. They're playing D&D on his porch. He's kind of 35 years old.
I think I did see something where they had a bunch of dudes dressed up like live-action shit.
Yeah, and he calls the cops because someone is, like, not following the rules or whatever. So, it was hysterical.
Yeah, it sounds
like
my D&D
session. He's like, I'm 11 level, you know, 8 sorcerer from, you know, Yankenshire. You can't possibly, like, don't handcuff me. This isn't. And it's, I think it's this comic named Patton Oswalt. I think it's him that plays that guy, but I'm not sure. So I saw the episode. I've seen this one again where he's like at a Renaissance Fair. So they call... They're walking up to this Renaissance Fair. They got a phone call. And he's... He's there on a mule or a donkey or whatever. And he's like, this is my trusty seat. And he's all dressed up in armor and shit. And they're like, did you call us? And he's like, yeah. He goes, the rules to this fair clearly state that nothing newer than 1409 is to be used. And that gentleman over there has got a pot that couldn't have possibly been casted any earlier than 1510. And then... I demand that you go over there and you arrest him. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, it's like Jones and shit just wigging out. They're like, how did you call us? And, you know, they're like, you got a cell... And he started, like, grabbing his pockets and shit. You got a cell phone? He's like, it's not a cell phone. It's a wizardry communication device. And, like, they end up just jacking him off with, like, the mule and shit.
Awesome.
And then the next show... they get a phone call and they're walking up to the same section, and instead of like a Renaissance fair, it's like some kind of other fair. And they hear this guy like yelling help, and the mule's outside, and he's stuck in the porta potty in his armor with the pants down and stuff. And he's telling, and it's the two female cops, and he's like, you have to get a male cop. He's like, women are not allowed to touch knights, jousting knights in 1410. You know?
Have you guys ever been to a Ren fair?
No.
No.
You guys have never been? I've been to a Ren fair twice.
I've wanted to go. I think I
crazy
might
or
soon
what?
This spring.
You know what, dude?
Get some kettle corn?
No. Like, I went as, like... I went to it, like, much like you would go to a zoo. Like, there's people that are really into it, and, you know, they're all going to everything. And then there's other people like me. I'm like, oh, this... something to do before I die, you know.
Yeah.
You know, not jerking off, you know, something else to do. So, and they got like the night shit, and it's like the one that I went to, I'm not sure how hardcore it was, but they've got like these fucking shows, and it's kind of like a big fucking craft fair, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And you just dress up, and dude, there are some people that are into it, but it's not like you were talking
unless
about.
Unless I'm
right
building
there.
A trebuchet, I don't really give a fuck.
Well, dude, you know. They do have the jousting knights thing, and it's just a fucking... It's like, they do sword
Nerf.
Fighting and shit, and... No, they're fucking honest guy real swords and shit like that, and that's, you know, what they do, and they make it a fucking, like, comedy routine, like, they got the fucking...
Yeah, it's an act.
It's all an act, and it's... They actually, you know, if... Not to fucking sound too fucking emo, but... I have bought nice gifts at the Ren Fair. I will admit this. There is some nice shit. I bought a nice goblet for somebody. They really appreciated it.
That's cool.
And it was fucking expensive because it was like fucking crystal.
Did you drink any mead?
No, I did not drink any mead. But the mead, and you can eat like fucking...
With just a knife?
Like turkey shit, you know, on fucking bone and like drumsticks and stuff. And
that's probably good.
Did you have a wench?
Yeah, Mrs. Mouse Factor was with me.
Mrs.
So,
Factor?
Yeah, Mrs. Factor.
She's the benefactor?
No, she's not the benefactor.
She's
trust
not,
me.
She's the better factor?
She's
no, that was a low jab. I'm sorry.
No, it's the better half
you're my
factor. So, anyway, yeah, I've been... I'm not Mr. Benefactor. Definitely not Mr. Mouse Factor. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, so airsoft guns, fucking camo.
We're gonna have an F-Bill convention.
We're gonna go take some.
We're gonna have F-Bill Con, and the price of admission is a fucking airsoft gun.
F-Bill Con. We're gonna have a price of admission is the airsoft gun?
Yes.
What are some rounds? We'll go to a Renaissance fair and shoot some people up.
That would be awesome if we
these things
that.
Are fully auto, just unload on people.
Dude, they hurt.
It'd be awesome. I know it hurts.
And they're,
shot yourself in the
and
face,
their weapons are so
like,
primitive compared to ours. And they're completely
yeah,
unprepared.
We can win. We can so take them out.
It'd be like the cavalry coming. It'd be like the United States coming against the Indians.
Right, exactly. We can do this.
I can't believe I just made that reference.
Oh.
That's
great.
Man, that's fucked up.
Then they wouldn't know what the fuck to do.
Well, no, you're
it would be
shot.
Awesome because there are people that are really into the Ren Fair, and if you shot them with any kind of.
They'd be like Reno and I, they'd be like wigging out. They'd call the cops.
Yeah, and like, they wouldn't be like, phone? There's people shooting at us. They would be like, they're using weaponry from the 21st century that clearly couldn't be used because the rules for this Renfrew is you can't have anything beyond 1382. That's it. And there, and
that's what it was on Reno 911.
Officer, my armor is completely ineffective.
I got pissed off at the Renfrew. It was dude giving a show, and I was just like, this show is fucking dumb. I got up and left, and he tried heckling me from the stage. But I just kept on walking, because I'm like, he's not worth it.
Did you have a sword or something? Like at least a bow and arrow?
I wish I did. I wish I had the Boba Fett helmet on.
But at the Renfrew.
And the jetpack.
We got kicked out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let me wear it in there.
Right.
Fucking Renfrews. Fucking losers.
I almost went to one once, and I was like, fuck this.
I heard a great joke that made fun of anime people every day. Like, how you say loser in Japanese? Otaku. Because that's what they call themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. Not funny out of context.
I was in Barnes & Noble's, and I picked up an anime graphic novel. And apparently you read them backwards.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't know that.
I'm actually not hostile towards anime watchers and people in general, just because they stay to themselves, and that's good.
Yeah, they don't press their shit on you.
Exactly. They don't get in your face like, oh, you have to read this. You know, I think that's what makes me hostile towards shit.
That's why I hate most other nerds and gamers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, dude, no.
Well, gamers are a special breed because they're a bunch of fucking assholes, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Arrogant. Power freak jerks.
Like little malice factors, really.
Little malice factors.
They have malice factors that jerk off on a regular basis.
And they have that high school mustache, prepubescent.
They're pretty greasy face too.
Greasy face, unshowering fuckheads.
This is also a good song.
Which kind of ties into the a lot of the
good CD
community out there that, you know. Never mind.
No, go with it, man. Just go with it.
I don't want to
roll. You've gone that far. You gotta take
all
it
right,
to the end.
Yeah, which is pretty much the majority of the internet community. Any greasy face, pimple covered, non-showering, smelly fuckheads.
We're letting it all out tonight.
Yeah. No.
The end of 2006. Have a happy New Year, all of you.
Oh yeah, good point. My resolution is to be nice.
Yeah, but technically the next show is the last one.
Yeah, but it's not going to have great content like this. Well, you guys listen to the show. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, maybe we should say something like at the end of it.
I mean, this isn't the end of it? Oh, fuck. I thought we were going into the outro.
Oh, were we?
I didn't know.
I was going to play the Stonecutter song at the end.
Oh, cool.
That was just my fancy. My tickled.
So were you interested in trying to stalk each other in the woods?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'll say yes.
I'm definitely interested
in
fucking doing a drive-by of a Renfrew.
We'll do it.
Dude,
I've been serious about this since I brought it up to you, dude.
Dude, let's...
How long ago?
Dude, awesome would it be if I stood in the back of the fucking truck and you drove by the Renfrew? Let's just...
Dude, it would be incredible.
I mean, if we put that on YouTube,
and I could die a happy man.
Dude, put it awesome. On the do it in the back of the Jeep. We could take the top down. We could mount the gun
like
on
two guys on each
like
side.
Like a fucking Arabic
out.
Terrorist.
No, one guy's gotta be hanging out the side like this. The other guy's gotta be standing up in the back
like an Arabic terrorist.
Yeah, like Arabic terrorists.
Dude, can we glue like
no, dude?
Bad
we can have
facial
the fucking,
hair.
We can have the fucking face
patchy
mask.
Facial hair.
We get two more like you have.
Get glue pubes to her. Oh, man.
Oh, we're at a new level of absurdity here.
Yeah, that face mask I got is going to come in handy.
That's going to... You're going to need that.
Yeah, definitely.
You got a future with that, man.
Big City, you don't think it's going to happen, do you?
No, because we talked about paintball so many times.
Dude, we've talked
but
about...
But I'm not talking about asking the other people, because everyone else is...
Bitches.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's... You know, it's like... It's one of those things.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, Mouse Factor and I are running our own sniper school.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, right power to you guys, you know? I'm not trying to hate or nothing. I'm just saying.
If we do it, are you going to do it?
I probably would.
Yeah, so I know you're saying you need somebody else.
You got a hankering to come down and do this shit with
us. Oh, no. If you guys got involved, I would probably join in.
And the scene looks pretty active enough where, like, you could show up. You want to... These guys take shit a little bit too far and a little too seriously.
Yeah, I don't want to
meet other
those.
People.
Yeah, those guys suck. Like
I would go down maybe, once or twice a year just to kind of do it with some other people. But these guys got like $1,500 guns and shit. I'm not about to be spending money like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to show up in fucking fatigues and like fucking $2,000 guns.
I don't have money like that.
Well, it's like it looks like they were, they're like... Ren Fair people, except for like Navy SEAL shit.
And they're like anybody who really gets into something. I mean, I want like an imitation Glock.
That's the difference between everybody and us. We really don't get into anything.
Yeah. We don't commit to anything.
We do.
We're just not good at anything.
Masturbation. We're all a masters. Well,
no.
No, you can't include me in that either. So all the stereotypes are off the board now.
Dude, I was playing this song Guitar Hero recently.
Yeah, you unlocked it in Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
I had that game as well. That game's really hard on Extreme.
You can't
expert
play it on Extreme.
Or whatever. Oh, that's the only way I do play it. It also explains why I only hit, like, one out of every 100 notes.
Yeah.
Well, this song's on number 2, but, yeah.
No. I tried playing Heart Shaped Box on Extreme or Expert or whatever. Just, it wasn't happening, man.
It's not a hard song to play.
Okay, let's go over in the room and
no, don't give me that
up.
Bullshit. Give me a real guitar.
Well, dude, we're not talking about real guitars. We're not talking about real guns, man. Doing this stuff, Like, why is it easier to, he sees where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I was just
listening, but it just wasn't... I was like, wait a minute. What did you just say? Anyway. Right, Ayo.
I would have to say if playing a real instrument was as easy as playing a guitar hero, I probably would be a musician.
If I could start on easy, with like 2 notes and play all those songs in 4 notes, I'd like it.
Right.
Dude, it's anything. It's like anything. I just don't have the commitment.
I find it difficult to commit to something that's hard.
Yeah, totally.
That
totally.
Requires effort.
I don't like to commit to anything that involves effort and time. That's why I pretty much do nothing.
Awesome. Awesomeness. So you're saying that we're really not going to shoot up a Ren Faire? Because I was excited to do this.
I would, but we would end up in jail.
That's the worst part about
it. If jail is going to happen, can we use real weapons and do something for good humanity?
Cops just have no sense of humor anymore.
I know, like...
Case in point.
I mean, a couple of paint grenades, you should just get a talking to or something. You know what I mean?
Fireworks.
We can't get rid of that.
It's like, come on, guys.
I mean, we'd be terrorists now.
Burning down a building?
We'd be Ren Faire terrorists. Osama bin Ren Faire.
Osama bin Ren Faire. On that note, I'm checking out for the evening, gents.
Yeah. Enjoy the Clips episode.
Right.
See you guys in January.
Oh, yeah. This is goodbye.
FBillRadio.com.
Sayonara.
This is definitely
check out the website. There's a link to a YouTube video. YouTube. Of Henry Rollins going on a little rant. It's worth watching. Check that out.
Dude, but do you think maybe we should, like, say a little something before we, like, go out for the year?
No.
We just did.
No, like, I don't know.
Well, like, thank our families and thank Jesus.
Like,
stuff.
Hey, it's been, like, a fun year.
It hasn't been, though.
Alright, well, at least that's what I mean.
Nah, it's been a good year.
Alright, so that's what I'm talking about.
That's a perspective thing.
Shouts to everyone that's helped us out this year.
Shouts to everyone. We'll give shouts to all the people that have fucking given us feedback throughout the year.
Everyone sent us an email, voicemail,
shouts
songs.
To the people from Hope.
That's really appreciated, man.
Everyone we met at Hope. Shouts to our homies at BinRev.
Shouts to that Canadian girl, I hope, with the big jugglies. I enjoyed her.
My girlfriend listened to the Hope episode.
Really?
And she said all you did was talk about tits.
For a guy who doesn't masturbate, that's rather incredible.
Well, that's the reason why I talk about tits a lot.
I caught a lot of heat over that Hope episode.
So, why'd you let her fucking listen to it, dumbass?
She can do whatever she wants. Her own free will.
And for the record, like, she has a tendency to, like, focus on one thing and say that that's, like, everything.
Yeah, she does.
No, I'm not going to be loud. because she's probably listening to this episode and just like...
No, as soon as something catches her attention, that's like she clicks off the rest of the...
She locks onto
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I said
and I try to explain
like
stuff like,
times,
you know, I'm on a show, you know, we have a, you know, like 112%, you know, male audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Different stuff, you know, appealing to the people... You know, she didn't want to hear any of that.
I'm going
to
talk about titties. Matter of fact, next time I'm over, I'm going to start talking about titties. If she likes it or not.
Well, I mean, I think I was talking about titties, too. So I was
yeah,
like,
so she was mad at you, but she
it's
was
probably more,
on me.
Yeah, that you were saying it rather than you.
Right.
She actually doesn't care what you do, because you're not...
She just doesn't think you're a bad influence on Mr. White and doesn't
yeah,
want you to hang out with him.
She doesn't want you to hang out with Mouse Factor anymore. I guess we're not going to do the airsoft thing. Like, you know...
No, we're going to do that.
Damn.
Dude, you guys could just get a pistol and, like, summarily execute some people, too.
I really had, like, 40 news stories to talk about tonight
pistol.
That just didn't even get to.
Dude, we had a lot of other shit to talk about.
It's all right, though.
Just post them all up on the site.
It's good. Fuck
people
that.
Read them. Why don't you narrate all of them by yourself?
Perhaps in 2007 there will be forums again.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
Any songs you want to hear in a show, email them to radio@fthradio.com. Thanks to our Infonomicon buddies for hooking us up this year. And
that was polite of them. Dude, how many people actually listen to this show?
We talked about that 2 episodes ago.
I know, but I still always
wonder.
We've had
over 20,000 downloads at this point, or something. 25K
total.
Total.
Ever.
Downloads of the show. You know, I mean, we're into like an ass load of hits to the website, millions of hits to RSS feeds. Not like that really matters for anything.
We're almost famous. No, we can. No,
yeah.
We're not.
So, like, pretty much when truckers start listening, that's when you know you've pretty much got it.
I mean, we've got
it.
A
when
trucker.
When they start sending you pictures, here it is, titties.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's okay.
Feedback
so.
From random people doing random things across the globe, whether they're asshole Scientologists or, you know, just some guy in a truck driving across the country, people across the pond... You know, we haven't heard from anybody from South America yet. I'm kind of waiting on that one.
Or Australia.
They have no fucking internet down there. How are they going to listen to our show?
You know, it's just emerging markets, man.
Dude, we've
we're
never heard from
there.
Anybody from...
That's part of our emerging strategy.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We haven't even covered all the continents. No South America, Africa, or Australia.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Antarctica. It's 4 right there.
Well, we're so amazing.
Nah, I really don't think we are. All we got is Asia, Europe, and North America.
Well, you know, that was being sarcastic, man. You know?
Oh.
I'm a pathological liar.
I just couldn't.
Right?
Your sarcasm voice and your...
I'm not good at using
your evil
sarcasm
voice. Are very similar.
My evil voice.
Yeah, your normal evil voice. Mm-hmm. Your sarcasm, jovial Malice Factor voice.
Right.
Anyway.
So,
Avians.
Thanks to everyone for listening. If you like the clip show, if it's funny, you know, if it's entertaining, send us an email. Let us know. If you didn't like it, send us an email. Let us know. And
direct those to big cities. And here's how you put it together.
Don't send them to me. Just send them to the whatever. The regular shit. Radio at FBill Radio.
MySpace comments.
And
yeah, leave comments.
This has dragged on far too long, so
right.
I tried to, like, shorten this up.
What?
The ending.
Oh.
Like, 7 minutes. But,
well, this is the last show of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not
going to
have another
special.
Show for 4 weeks
man.
Where the
it's
people are going to hear your voice.
It's just a click over on a calendar, man. It's not a big deal.
Dude, but people like you.
Well, aren't you Mr. Cynical?
People appreciate hearing your bizarro words of truth fact radio bullshit hoax.
Right.
You know, I mean, people...
Awesome.
So somebody out there is going to be upset that we're not doing a show until January 82nd.
Well, I mean, we're giving the clip show. Hopefully it'll be good. I mean, that's kind of up
yeah,
to you.
You can download past shows and
right,
listen to those.
Enjoy
not,
those.
Yeah,
and not masturbate so. While listening.
Exactly.
And now, thank you to everyone. It's really the feedback that, you know...
Keeps us doing this.
Keeps us doing this. So thanks everyone for that. And that's about it. So we'll be back, episode 40 in 2007.
Awesome.
Good number to start the year off on. And what, are we ready with the Freemason song?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
Man.
Cheers, buddy. Airspace is yours. Roll it out.
Thanks.
Durka Durka.
Who controls the British crown? Who keeps the metric system down? We do. We do. Who leads Atlantis off the maps? Who keeps the Martians on their rafts? We do. We do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes E. Gutenberg a star? Fish of their sight.
Who rigged every Oscar night?
We do.